The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Now, could the review into the Fianna Fáil handling of their presidency nominations finally be published this week? Well, there are those within Fianna Fáil who are saying it must be published this week before Christmas. In fact, there's been a statement from Willie O'Dea, Sean O'Farrell and Pat the Cope Gallagher saying the leaking of the report is causing damage to the party and that Fianna Fáil members and public representatives deserve transparency and respect. This recently being reported on the Irish Independent. Well, Michael Regan is a Fianna Fáil councillor in Galway and he joins me on the line now. Michael, how essential is it that members of the party get sight of this report before the end of the year?
I think it's quite disappointing, I suppose, that it has taken so long for the review. In my view, there should have been no review at all. It was very clear from the very start. The whole cause of this was Micheál Martin and Fianna Fáil headquarters who decided to pick Jim Gavin on their own accord and to ignore everybody else within Fianna Fáil or ignore any other candidate.
And that statement coming from those three veterans within Fianna Fáil party saying the leaking of the report, and we have seen accounts right across the Sunday newspapers, is causing further damage here, that members deserve transparency and respect. How does reading bits and pieces from that report in the Sunday papers feel as a member of the party?
Well, of course, again, it's the grassroots of the party and members that are let down and they are totally ignored. And this is, again, the same situation. I mean, we came to the presidential election, the members of the party were never consulted. It was the leader of the party that instructed his sheep, in other words, his ministers and TDs, to vote for a particular candidate. And it's quite embarrassing, again, where you see leaks coming out now where they say, oh, the party get it first. And also that Jim Gavin had to have a look at this before anybody else. Sure, he wasn't even a member of Fianna Fáil. What right did he to look at into the inquiry?
What are you hearing from other members of the party?
The members are very disillusioned over the last few months what has happened, and they're not really giving in. They're saying it's time for Micheál Martin to pack his bags and to leave.
All right, let me bring in Fionnán Sheehan, Ireland editor with the Irish Independent, and your paper this afternoon reporting on that statement from those three TDs within the party. Pressure growing, Fionnán, all the time on Micheál Martin, on Fianna Fáil to publish this report. What are you hearing when it will be published? Do you know if Micheál Martin has actually put eyes in it at this stage? And what extra pressure does that statement from those three veterans of the party put on Micheál Martin?
Like the three veterans of the party are actually just calling it out now and saying this is dragging on for long enough. It's 10 weeks on from the general election. This was supposed to be produced within 4 to 6 weeks. We're another month on from that. You had a delay in the report being done because extra people wanted to participate in it. That's fine. Then it had to go over to Jim Gavin. Micheál Martin is behaving as though it's nothing to do with him whatsoever, that he's awaiting somebody to have a meeting about it to sign off on it. I mean, it's fairly easy in this day and age now, in the era of Zoom calls and WhatsApp and so on, to have a simple meeting and saying, right, are we done with it now? It's back to the lawyers. Publish it. Circulate it to the members of the parliamentary party who ultimately were given the choice of Jim Gavin and have their meeting on it. It's dragging on and on. There is an artificial deadline here in that the Dáil is sitting this week. It rises next week. Micheál Martin's going to the EU summit. So either this is published tomorrow and they have a meeting tomorrow or it's kicked on into the new year. And it's kind of been typical of the manner in which this presidential election has been handled from the off. It's very kind of centralised decision making, and you know the people who are being told that they matter and are supposed to be decision makers are kind of at one remove from it. So it's hard to see at this stage what exactly is the problem here. Why can't they just get on with it? Micheál Martin himself has admitted, I was told, he spoke to his Fianna Fáil Ard Comhairle, the national executive, the ruling body last week, and he himself said, well, Sherlockin, listen, as soon as it circulates as a parliamentary party, it'll be out there publicly anyway. And you're kind of going, yeah, it will. It'll be leaked. Grand. So just get on with it. Like, what exactly is the delay? What the three kind of elder statesmen in the party were basically saying is, the leaks are now damaging because they're partial. Nobody's quite clear, does the report say this or doesn't it? And there's no real reason at this stage for this report to not be published so that people can know, you know, what conclusions does it draw? What fresh information does it bring into the public domain, if any? And you'd have to say, I don't really think it's going to be saying a whole lot. What we do know it's going to say is there'll be a recommendation that all the party members and the councils, so on and so forth, have a say next time around in 2032. But I don't think that's really going to wash in terms of glossing over what's happened in this election. There is significant anger and upset within every level of the party about the manner in which this was handled.
Do you think then that it's highly unlikely that releasing this report is going to draw a line under the issue or really come down to just how transparent the report is and how honest it is about the level of due diligence that was done on Jim Gavin?
Yeah, and also, I mean, the due diligence, the process, when things went wrong, how did they go wrong, what were the response to them, who knew what when? Is all that going to be set out in this report? You somehow doubt it. It's going to be more the kind of the fudging and the blame game that they played around with when Jim Gavin crashed out. I mean, you know.
So from the leaks, Fiona, do you expect us to find out exactly how many times the issue of the tenancy was brought to the attention of Fianna Fáil, to whom it was brought to the attention of, and what was then done with this information? Do you expect that clarity?
I doubt it, because the manner in which Micheál Martin and his leadership team have handled this up until now has been basically treating people in Fianna Fáil like they're idiots. Like, Jim Gavin emerged somehow by osmosis as the candidate, and then, he didn't really tell us what was going on, so he ended up having to drop out of the race, and that wasn't our fault. And you're kind of going, lad, you're running the country, you're around a long time now, you're supposed to, you know how to handle situations like this. So it doesn't really seem to have been any acceptance of responsibility about who exactly was managing the process, trying to blame other people all of the time. So, you know, a bit of clarity would be welcome. Ultimately, this is not just a Fianna Fáil issue. This did have an impact on the wider public because this served to narrow the choice that people had in the presidential election. A lot of people, even diehard Fianna Fáil supporters, would not have voted for Jim Gavin because they would have said, well, the guy has pulled out of the race, what am I voting for him for? So that actually reduced the choice that people had because there were three candidates on the ticket from the establishment that within Leinster House. That kind of kept other people off the ticket because councillors and so on were saying, look, people have a choice, they've got three people there. Ultimately, that was whittled down to two. So there were wider impacts here than just within Fianna Fáil itself, and there doesn't seem to be really an appreciation of that as far as Micheál Martin is concerned. All this is a little internal matter that they'll deal with themselves.
Very briefly, Fionnuala, do you think it'll be published before Friday?
You'd have to assume so. I mean, they really don't want this kick. Next year is their 100th anniversary. They want to draw a line out. There will be people, and there will be the Micheál Martin cohort. As soon as it's published, they'll be turning around going, oh, that's it now, nothing to see here. All over, we'll move on to the next event and back to housing and health services and the finances and so on and so forth. I'm not entirely sure that that's going to wash with the whole of the party, given the level of upset that there is here.
Yeah, not quite sure this will actually take the whole sting out of this incident. Look, we've got to leave it there for now, but Fionnuala Sheehan and Michael Regan, thank you for joining us on The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.